The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Kawhi Leonard, another triple. And the Spurs red hot from the floor. Timeout Rockets. Tony spins and scores this time. Kawhi Leonard. Yes. Oh, he takes that. And away with a flush. I'm giving him some nasty. Parker. LaMarcus Aldridge says, I'll clean it up, Tony.
Transition three.
Good day, mate. Patty Mills with a triple.
Oh, how pretty is that? David West to Manu Ginobili for an easy two, and the Spurs hit the 100 mark.
Girls Clubs of San Antonio, it's a win for the Spurs and the kids.
Oh, mama!
We got off to a really good start, you know, especially at home. They haven't lost at home yet, so... get off to a good start and making shots and feeling confident about themselves. Made it more difficult on us. So, you know, like I said, tonight was a learning experience for us. And go back to the drawing boards, prepare ourselves and get ready for Friday.
Well, that was just special, wasn't it? Hey, we're closing in on Super Bowl week, so let's get it rolling. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday, weekend's almost here. Unless you're a Rockets fan, you ought to be in a pretty good mood today.
Yeah. Well, like I said yesterday, what was my quote, John? When you play the Spurs or the Warriors, you just bring lube. That's all you can do.
Yeah, they pretty much last night they were juice.
That was
they
old
were
country
juice
way.
And, yeah, they were juice and the Spurs were Marilyn Manson.
Yep. That was the old country way for the poor Rockets.
And they even read poetry to him. You could just see it. Yeah, that was such a pathetic effort, and not much to say about that game other than the really cool thing about it, if you look at the Rockets box score, I'm not sure I've ever seen this. On the plus minus, every single player was a minus for the Rockets. Every single one. So,
I've seen it. Look at the Sixers and Lakers box scores on a nightly basis.
But on a team that's supposed to be slightly above average, you don't see it very often. You do see it when the Warriors play teams.
Yeah.
But, hey, the Spurs have been crushing souls all year, too. So. Yep. Just not much to say about that other than, I expected that they'd at least show up and give them a game. They didn't. It was over at halftime. I quit watching.
I had a feeling the Spurs would be angry. It's kind of like after the Warriors lost last week. I guess it was maybe 2 weeks ago now. They go so long between losses.
It's hard to remember.
They lost to the Pistons, and their next game was against Cleveland. And somebody asked, what are the odds that the Warriors fall apart? And I was like, dude, that team is going to be so angry. They are going to go out and just abuse the Cavs, and they did.
Yeah.
And they've abused the Spurs in that same stretch. The Spurs got abused by the Warriors. You knew they were going to be pissed off. And, boy, the poor Rockets scheduled them like they chose their schedule. The Rockets were scheduled to go to San Antonio on a really bad night.
Yeah. although, as good as the Spurs were, the Rockets didn't even try last night.
That was
one of those... we're not going to play defense games. And if you're going to pick somebody to not play defense on, I guess the Spurs are as good as any because you're just figuring we're going to lose anyway.
Yeah.
We might as well just get our ass kicked and get out of here. That's how they looked. It's like, hey, we're going to take it. Just slap a condom on it, do your business, and then we're out of here.
I got to be honest. It's almost criminal that the Spurs are so good and they're going to end up being completely overlooked because the Warriors – are just historically special right now. You know, they're not just having like a fantastic season. They're having a a historically fantastic season. And last year I said the Warriors I thought were historically good, like one of the 5 or 10 best seasons a team I've ever seen have.
Well, this is better.
Oh, way better.
But
and what they did to the Mavericks last night, they are so good in the third quarter in every game.
When they decide to turn it up.
Like that, whatever happens at halftime in that Warriors locker room, because if the game's close by the end of the third quarter, it's not close. And if it's not close by the end of the third quarter or at halftime, by the end of the third quarter, the other team is just, they're dead. They quit.
Man, I'm still interested to see what a 7-game series with the Spurs would look like, with the Spurs playing everybody and trying to win. And but right now.
Well, I mean, they played everybody but Duncan because Duncan was hurt. It's
right.
Not like they set him.
No, but
you know, for
it's, you also know how
to be cute.
Pop treats the regular season, which is why it's kind of amazing that they're sitting at 39-7. And 25-0 at home.
Yeah.
Is because they don't really put a ton. I still think as the more games they get with Aldridge in that lineup, the better that team's going to get. And I think maybe that gap closes a little bit. But right now, it's a pretty significant gap, even between the Warriors and the Spurs. What's kind of lost is because the Warriors have been so ridiculously good, you mentioned the Spurs being overlooked. Oklahoma City started off like 5-5, if I'm not mistaken, as they were trying to adjust to the new coach and everything. That team's 35-13.
Yeah.
And so there's three really good teams in this conference, and it's just one of them is so out there and just having such an amazing season that kind of gets lost just how damn good the Spurs are and how good the Thunder have been.
Well, Fred, look at the Cavs. The Cavs have not only the best player in the world, they have the most widely recognized, most famous player in the world. And they're 32-12, and no one's talking about them either.
Fired their coach.
Yeah.
Fired their coach at 30-11.
No one's talking about that team either because, I mean, that's what these Warriors are doing. And watching that game last night, and Klay Thompson just has the most ridiculous game. I think the reason why the Warriors are so good, the Warriors are a lot like what the Spurs have been for several years. And granted, it doesn't look the same because the Warriors are flashy. They're, you know, there's people who grow tired of the Spurs the way they play basketball. I don't. I love watching the Spurs play.
But see, that's kind of an old complaint because
it doesn't make sense to me.
Haven't been that kind of team in a while.
The Spurs, what they do is they adjust their game every night to their opponent better than anybody. But what I watch this Warriors team, and there's a couple guys in particular. I mean, Steph Curry is what he is. He's fantastic. He's the runaway MVP. We discussed that yesterday. But when you see Klay Thompson go out there and do what he did last night.
And the presence that Draymond Green is inside. My goodness.
Yeah. And then you can see. So Klay Thompson, he scores 45. And you're like, wow, well, that's ridiculous. And when people think of Klay Thompson, they think of him as a spot-up shooter. Klay Thompson is also, and this is overlooked, one of the best defensive guards in the league. No one talks about that. You saw some of that last night. Draymond Green, like you said, such a presence on both ends. And he's, if Steph Curry died today, Draymond Green's one of the top five in the MVP conversation. So when Klay Thompson is the third best player on your team, I mean, this is what you get. This is what you get. And that's why they can afford to have guys like Andrew Bogut, who, I mean, really does nothing for them offensively. And they don't ask him to do anything. They basically just say, you know what? We're going to go with a 4-man offense, and Andrew Bogut is there to rebound and play defense. And that's all he has to do. And when that's all he has to do, he's fantastic. This team, I'm with you. If gun to head, you tell me pick a team that could possibly compete with them in a 7-game series, it's obviously the Spurs. But for them to lose 4 out of 7, just
considering they've lost 4 games all year,
they've lost 4 out of 46 so far.
Yeah.
So for them to lose 4 out of 7, it just seems so far fetched to me that it's possible.
Yeah, that's the one series that I could look at and say, all right, somebody might be able to beat them. A lot has to happen between now and then.
It's the only series that I'm holding on hope that's going to be an interesting series for them.
Yeah.
But after what we saw with Cleveland last year, I don't feel like, I mean, the Warriors team is better than they were.
Yeah, I'm not sure Cleveland.
I mean, Cleveland's healthier than they were.
Yeah, but I don't see any way they beat them.
I mean, it's just.
I think the Spurs, I give them a shot simply because you know, we talk about, you know, you talk about how the Spurs adjust to everybody else and do their thing. To me, there's three franchises that just, they have great players, but then they plug people around and they do exactly that. And I think they're almost the exact, and they always, the Spurs always get compared to the Patriots.
Yeah.
And I think that's fair because they're in the mix every year. And I would just say the hockey equivalents of Blackhawks, same thing. I mean, they bring in new players every year that fit that system. They adjust everybody else and they win titles. And those are teams that I don't want to play in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And as great as Golden State is, I think they're going to have to get through the Spurs this year because I don't see anybody else beating the Spurs unless you start having some injury problems.
Well, and that's a caveat for both those teams.
I still think anybody really.
Yeah, if the Warriors are healthy, they're not going to lose a four game or a seven game series. I just don't think they are. If the Spurs are healthy, I don't think I don't think anybody besides the Warriors can beat them 4 out of 7. But we are seeing two teams that are, I mean, maybe this may be the two best teams that we've seen in the last 5-6 years. The Warriors may be the best team we've seen in 20 years, if not more. I know Barkley says that the Jordan Bulls would blow this team off the court. I don't know.
I'm not so sure.
You know, there's a lot of these chuckleheads who think Klay Thompson is just a scorer, just a shooter, and Steph Curry can't do anything but hit threes. Are the Warriors as physical as that Bulls team? No. But with the game, if you transfer that Bulls team to modern day, I'd take the Warriors.
That's the thing. I think it depends the era you play.
Yeah.
If you put the Warriors back there, then, yeah, I probably would favor the Bulls. But
not to mention the Warriors have some physical guys on that team, too.
They can play that way, too.
Draymond, Andrew Bogut. I mean, these are physical bodies, you know?
Yeah, I know Charles has always worshipped the Bulls because he was buddies with Jordan, and he got to be in Space Jam.
And he got waxed by the Bulls.
And he got waxed by so it. Yeah, it makes him sound like he's better. But honestly, I'm not – things were always better in the old days, guy, ever. And I'll just tell you, I think this Warriors team would beat the Bulls in a seven-game series. And I don't think it would go seven games.
I don't think it would. I don't know. I mean, I want to wait to see how the season plays out. But
yeah, but you're talking about right now. If you take this team right now against that team and what it did, I'd take this team.
I kind of feel the same way. And granted, I was, 14, 15 years old when that team was playing. But this is the best team I've ever seen.
I was
seen.
Older than that, by the way.
I know you were. This is the best team I've ever seen, though. I mean, I'm watching these guys. I'm blown away with what they do every night. And if you can't watch, even if you're not an NBA fan, you're like, oh, NBA is boring to me. Sit down and watch a Warriors game and tell me that you're just not kind of wowed by what they do, the way they move the ball, the way they shoot the ball.
The negative, though, is when you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Oh, yeah.
You see one game where they just blow a team out, and you're like, hey, okay, that's every other Warriors game. I don't need to see another one now. And the other reason why I kind of would give them a little bit of an edge over those Bulls teams is I know there were some good teams in the league at that time, but what we just said about San Antonio and Oklahoma City, I think those teams are title teams almost any other.
Cleveland, too.
Year. And maybe, yeah, Cleveland probably, too. I think those are better teams than anything that the Bulls were playing back then. And that's no disrespect to Clyde Drexler and the Trailblazers or
the Jazz.
Malone and Stockton and those guys. I mean, those were good teams.
The Sonics were good back then, but
I think
I'm with you.
I think this is a pretty damn good era right now. All right, we are going to take a very quick break.
By the way, you notice we didn't say much about the Rockets here.
We're not going to.
I've already told you. I put a tombstone on this Rockets team. They're dead to me.
There's nothing to say about them. Hey, if you want to get in, give us a call because we're about to have a stretch where. We're not going to get to talk to you. We're going to not be able to take phone calls much.
What are we doing?
Well, tomorrow we're out at the track. So
today is the day to get a call in.
Yeah, today or Monday is going to be your day to get a call in.
Right.
Because once we get out there Tuesday, it's impossible.
We're not even doing a show on Tuesday, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to have a best of show playing. Jong's putting that together now.
Yeah.
By the way, Jong's beautiful lady, Teresa, is here today. We're hoping to get her on the air today. We hear from Jong all the time. I think it's only fair that Teresa gets to come in and we get to hear some of her points of view on life dating Jong.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think we should do that. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Jeremy says, if you play the Bulls in Golden State in each era, Golden State probably wins in this era. The Bulls kill them with 90s rules. I'm not so sure. I do think that's a huge factor, though.
I do, too. I don't think anybody kills this team.
No.
Just like I don't think the Warriors would kill the Bulls.
Yeah. No, I don't think that would happen. All right, so.
What's going on, Jung? We got her? All right. She doesn't want to come in here for some reason.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
She likes having that security blanket. Jong is in that studio with her.
I think they're a little too close.
It's young love, yeah, Fred, and you know how that is. I mean, you probably remember that from 30, 40 years ago.
No, 50 years ago.
the first time you saw a vagina.
Probably so, yeah.
All right, let's bring on Jong's lady. Teresa is here. Teresa, how often do you get to listen to the show? Do what?
Whenever somebody texts me saying you guys are talking about me.
Oh, that's when you turn it on. You don't listen to just see like how Jong, like this is your boyfriend's work. You don't
sometimes,
like to just check in and say, I wonder how Jong's show is going today.
Well, he rarely talks, so sometimes I'll tune in and then it gets boring, so I change it.
What do you mean it gets boring? What is boring about this show?
Well, nothing that interests me, so.
That's fair. When you hear that we're talking about you, what do people usually say that we're talking about?
I don't know. Whenever you guys just bring up my name, or what was it the last time, was the whole porno thing?
Porno?
When you were making us into a porno or something.
Oh, okay. I do remember that time very vividly. Do you ever hear us when we are talking about you and Jong's lovemaking?
I hear it afterwards, so
I don't
catch it all the time.
Does it make you feel good to hear Jong say such nice things about your lovemaking?
I don't think he said anything, or I don't know what he said.
Jong said you're the greatest lover he's ever had. And let me tell you, he's had a lot. Have you guys exchanged numbers? Like, has he told you how many ladies he's had?
Yeah.
And you told him how many men you've had?
Yeah.
Did you tell him the real number or a fake number? Because I know ladies like to tell a fake number.
I told a real number.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Jong, you believe her number? He nods yes. Okay. Now, when you think of the number that you gave Jong, where do you rank Jong compared to your past lovers?
What do you mean? Like?
Like Jong, his lovemaking abilities. Where would you put them up against your other mates?
At the top.
The best ever?
Yeah.
He's the best lovemaker you've ever been with.
Yeah, that's why we're still together.
That's it? And for sexual reasons only. Another big topic on the show is your relationship with Jong's parents.
Uh-huh.
Does it make you sad that Jong's parents are not willing to accept your relationship?
His mom's gotten better.
Yeah.
So she makes me food all the time.
But the dad is not,
I mean, not that I've heard of.
Do you feel like that's racist of Jong's dad?
No, it's just every Asian culture. My parents thought that at first.
Your parents did not want you to date a Korean?
No. But, I mean,
Have you only dated Asians in your past?
I've only had one other, so yeah.
You've only had one other boyfriend?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Ever?
Yeah.
Like in high school, you didn't have boyfriends or?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
But he was also Asian?
Yeah, he was Vietnamese.
He was Vietnamese?
Yeah.
And your parents liked that?
Yeah.
And now that Jong, like, did they, would it be worse if Jong was North Korean?
I don't think there are any over here.
No, they're not allowed to leave.
Yeah.
But if Jong had somehow escaped North Korea, would they be upset that you were dating a North Korean?
Probably.
Like, what kind of Koreans or what kind of Asians do you guys talk about, like you and your parents, when you think of, like, who the worst Asians are? Who do you guys usually consider the worst?
I don't know if I should say.
You could say it. It's okay.
You could
blame it all on your parents. Like, what's the worst kind of Asian you could bring home to your parents?
Like a Middle Eastern.
Oh, that's the worst?
Ooh. I think so.
Like Arabic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as long as, I don't know, the biggest thing is, like, are if religion. You're Catholic, yeah, with the religion.
Right. So it'd be way worse if it was like a Muslim guy that you brought home.
Yeah. I mean, it helps that he's Catholic, so.
But what if you brought home a Mexican guy that was Catholic? Very Catholic, but just Mexican.
It just depends on their personality. I mean, my brothers have dated Mexican girls before, so.
What about a white? Have your parents ever, have any of your brothers ever dated a white girl?
Yeah.
And that your parents were okay with that?
Yeah.
Were the girls Catholic?
I don't remember.
Or your brothers, do they just not care, like what your parents
My brothers don't care. I have three of them. They don't care.
Are you the youngest?
No, I have another younger sister.
Oh, okay. How much younger is she? How old, like, how old is your younger? Is she dating age?
She's 2 years younger than me.
Okay, so is she on the dating scene yet?
I think so.
And how do your parents feel about her relationships?
I don't know if she's dating anybody right now.
Has she had boyfriends in the past? Do you as an older sister, are you protective of her? Do you want to make sure she's not with some scumbag?
No, I think she knows better.
You think she's a big girl?
Yeah.
Do you think she's sexually active?
I just try not to think about that.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've never, like, heard anything coming from the room or anything like
no.
that you would be concerned about?
No.
Okay. Now, when you heard the story that I said I was going to write about when you and Jong were having relations and his parents came in, were you aroused by that story?
No.
Or you were disturbed? Like, you were disturbed by it?
The worst fear.
Of them walking in?
Yeah.
Does Jong have a lock on his door?
Well, I'm not there when his parents are home, so.
Oh, so you guys don't worry about it. That's the only time you guys can bang is when his parents are gone?
No.
Yeah, like, do you guys just decide where whoever's parents are gone, that's where the lovemaking is going to happen?
I mean, well, we go out of town and we get, you know.
Hotel rooms and things like that. Do you guys ever have to, like, do it in secret places, like cars and things like that, where no one will be the wiser?
No.
Never in a car?
I don't remember.
You're missing out.
Do you think Jong is not sexually adventurous?
No, he is.
He is? What's Jong's favorite position, would you say?
He can answer.
No.
I'm just asking, as the woman, I know you want to satisfy Jong, but so when you think about satisfying, what do you think that Jong's most pleasurable position would be?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Any of them.
Any? Oh, he's very easy to please?
Yeah.
Okay. Jong, what is your favorite position? Jong, this is radio.
I will plead the fifth on that one.
Teresa, what's your favorite position for Jong to take you in?
I'll say the same.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look that up, the fifth. It must be some new position.
It's page 5 of the Kama Sutra.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Yeah, just all right.
Well, do you guys, Teresa, are you expecting a proposal sometime soon?
Maybe.
You think it's coming to that?
Yeah.
Is Jong the type of man that you would want to marry?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think
so. You think he would be a good father?
Yeah.
What do you think of Jong's career choice?
He's happy, so.
Do you worry about Jong being a provider? Specifically when his career is tied to people like us? Like, that seems like a risky move, right? Like, you think, I want to have a family and I want to have children with this man, but at the same time, his income is directly related to guys like AJ and Fred. That's got to be a little bit disconcerting for you.
What about you guys, though?
Like, I mean, honestly, we could get fired any day. I mean, it's a crazy business. Like, people in radio get fired all the time. But, like, you've heard our show, and you probably think, these guys are idiots. Do you worry that Jong is attached to idiots, is what I'm really asking?
No.
You feel comfortable with us?
I think he knows what he's doing.
Okay. All right. Teresa, I'm glad you finally came on the air. You did not tell us your favorite sexual position.
I'll leave it up to your imagination.
Oh, I've had the imagination. I told you, I imagined everything. I imagined it. Do you want me to tell you what I imagined in that in that scenario?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. All right.
Maybe next
time. Is Jong a generous lover?
Very.
Very? Does he, go there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Jong, thumbs up or down? Thumbs up. Yeah, Jong does. I knew Jong did that. He's a pleaser. He's a people pleaser. That is Teresa. That's Jong's, the love of his life. Jong, when do you feel you will propose?
When time's right. I haven't even gone ring shopping or anything like that.
I feel like you've got the perfect woman for you, Jong.
Thanks.
I've never seen you so happy and so... it's made you more worldly, I believe. You used to watch pro wrestling and play video games, and that was pretty much your life. And now I see, like, you're going places, you're going out to eat delicious meals. You're actually opening your horizons to life, and I think Teresa is totally responsible for that.
Yeah, she calls me a nerd because, or she says I'm weird because I listen to hip hop and I'm into superheroes and wrestling.
What kind of music does she listen to?
She listens to, you know, the top 40 stuff. Like country music.
That's any less nerdy.
Did she listen to you sing Adele?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
She played it over and over again.
Did she like it?
She's laughing.
That's good.
Okay.
I mean, she liked it. All right.
Burnt Cheese tweeted us page 5 from the Kama Sutra.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
You need to check that out on the break. All right.
Thank you, Teresa, for your openness and honesty.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN.
And thank you for making love to Jong regularly. He needs it.
ESPN 97.5.
All right.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, today's probably your next to last chance to actually call the show for a while.
Jong, a lot of people, and this may be too personal, you can tell me if it is, but a lot of people are asking if, because Teresa is Asian, if she even has to, like, shave, or is it just kind of that natural?
What do you mean natural?
Like, I know, but like...
all women.
Like, you don't grow hair. Like, you don't well, have...
That's, yeah, that's genetics.
Right. But, I mean, because is that an Asian genetic thing, or is that just your personal Asian genetics?
On my head?
No. Like, on your body. Like, you don't have chest hair, or...
Oh, yeah. No, I guess that is an Asian thing.
So that's a yes, she's... smooth.
Her chest hair?
Yeah, well, that too, I guess. I mean, she doesn't have chest hair, does she? Does she? Is she
no,
not,
no, no.
Does she not want to discuss her grooming habits? Is that okay with her or no? She wants to keep it a secret?
Yeah, no, she said it's fine. She doesn't have any.
Okay, so she doesn't have to. It's just automatic.
No. She got laser hair.
Oh, that's a good move. Did it hurt?
Yeah, she said yes.
How often does she have to go back and get it redone?
So,
never?
No, well, the thing is that when you have to go back a couple times, because I guess they grow back thinner and thinner.
Right.
So I think she has maybe one or two more sessions left. So
okay.
I think it's, what, your fourth or fifth?
You
or
pay,
sixth?
You
sixth.
Pay for that, Jong?
She got it on Groupon.
Oh, okay. Did you pay for it on Groupon?
No, she paid for it.
No, that's something the man should pay for.
She said, right?
If you want your woman to be groomed,
I got to agree. I got to agree.
That's what you should do. All right.
So... mostly positive response.
Was there a negative response? People didn't like that?
There was one all caps texter. Other than that, everybody
talk
loved
sports?
It.
Did he tell us to talk sports?
No, it just obviously wasn't for him or her, whatever.
That's okay.
Hey, you know what? I'll take 95% to 5% every time. That's a good number. I think this was basically one out of about 50. So that's closer. Right, so
good.
98% positive. 713-780-ESPN. I have no idea where to go with the show from there, though.
I don't either.
You
want to talk about politics for 3 hours?
678 says, a whole day of politics and now a thorough investigation of Jong's girlfriend by AJ. How could this week possibly get any better? Well, it really wasn't all politics. Some of it was just kind of common sense education.
Right.
I wouldn't necessarily say that was politics the whole time, but it was close. Mike D never laughed so hard and felt creeped out before. Yeah, it's kind of how it went off. Ahmad says...
I didn't feel creeped out at all.
Makes him feel like his kid is telling me about his sex life. Hashtag just weird. Yeah.
Because Jong's not that... He's not that that young. I mean, Jong's
not
a
anymore.
Grown man. When we met Jong, he was a baby. But how old are you now, Jong?
31.
Man, come on. It's a grown man. How old is Teresa?
27.
Oh, God, you're getting them young, Jong. I like that. That's the way. It's the only way.
This is tomorrow. Fred's wife should be on the show. She was on the show one time a long time ago at the track. She didn't. She's she would not be as open about stuff.
No, she does not like to talk about it.
No.
Well, sometimes she does. I think she doesn't like to talk about it on the air.
Yeah. Oh, she'll.
But if you put a couple beers in her, she'll tell you all kinds of stuff.
There is that.
So.
That's what we have to do. We have to get her at the track when she's had a few beers. Then you'll get her to. You'll get her to say some stuff.
Yeah.
She wants to know. She wants a clarification on page 5.
Oh, we found out someone sent us the link to page 5. And it is the page 5 of the Kama Sutra is the rider. In the rider sex position, she kneels astride her partner, but with her back to him as if in reverse cowgirl, but she leans forward to balance herself on his knees. Sound about right?
Sure. I guess I need a visual.
Oh, there's a picture. Like,
yeah, there's a picture on there, and all you have to do is check it out.
Let me see.
It's tag me on this thing?
No, you're not tagged for some reason.
Retweet it, and then I'll
look at C Burn A Man. The letter C Burn A Man. He'll tell you.
A burnt cheese?
Yeah,
burnt cheese.
Him.
Yeah.
And then he just showed us the rider.
So there you go.
Which my!
That's apparently
now we all know.
That's apparently Jong and Teresa's favorite.
Yeah.
I love when we learn about Jong's sex life.
I think, you know, it's fun to share with the people. I'm just
Teresa, when you saw the stuff from Amber Rose about Kanye yesterday, did that make you think of anything that Jong might be into? Is Jong into anything like Kanye?
I don't think so. My friend tells me all the time I should.
You haven't tried anything like that yet? John, how would you feel if that happened? Are you a pro or a con? You're against?
He's not answering.
Yeah. Kanye apparently is about multiple fingers. So I think that's dangerous for my man, John. But
Steven, who knows my wife, said she would have slapped you 1 minute into the interview.
Probably.
She gets only if he made fun of somebody Canadian.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah, that ticks her off more than anything for some reason. I think the maddest I ever made her was making fun of Michael J. Fox once.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I literally was kicked out of the house.
Yeah.
So I thought it was funny, but apparently it didn't go over well. 713-780-ESP at your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And all right, we'll get to something. I have no idea where we're going to go now. Just let the show roll. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Get revved up and ready for the 2016 Houston Auto Show this weekend at NRG Center. Indulge your inner grease monkey with over 700,000 square feet of automotive excitement. See, feel, and experience 700 rides from 30 different automakers. Tickets are available for $2 off at HoustonAutoShow.com. And our buddy Dylan Gwynn will be checking in.
The mighty Gwynn, he will see, feel, and ride all the cars. And the rider will be there. Page 5 of the Kama Sutra. Mm-hmm. The rider, he will see it and feel it at the car show.
By the way, she asked me if we're going to be doing another dating game as I was walking her down. And she said she hopes we do one because she thinks we'd win.
She thinks you would win?
Yes.
All right.
I'd like to do one for Valentine's Day this year. Maybe I will prepare a game for Valentine's Day. So for a couple's game.
Yeah, she said that was the most awkward it's ever gotten in, when she was ever, you know, she's come on the show, because we were like 2 months into dating.
People always think it's awkward when I interview them about their sex lives. I don't know why.
It's a little bit.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you've seen the ratings, John. No one listens to this show. What's the big deal?
I think you're confusing this with the other show.
We're not on 1560 today?
No, that's next week.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, next week should be fun because we will be doing, we'll be simulcasting. And last time we simulcast on the Yahoo Network during our show, somebody got mad because we mentioned a penis. There were like a bunch of people calling because
somebody like emailed from South Carolina because I said dumbass.
Yeah.
On the radio.
So it'll be fun.
And the guy who runs the Yahoo Sports Network literally called me. Hey, you need to tone down the language. I said, dude, I said dumbass. What, I mean, what do you mean tone down the language? What is this?
I think you called somebody a dick also, that they complained about that.
Is this Radio Disney?
I know. I hope they realize that we're not going to change when we do this. So you might expect some more of those. 281, Fred, was your wife shaking with anger when you were making fun of Michael J. Fox?
Everybody wants
to know what the joke was.
Fred, you remember I made a Michael J. Fox joke, and your wife tried to throw a drink in my face.
I know.
And luckily, I was able to, like, put my hand over the glass, so it, like, splashed my hand and not onto my face. But she was very angry
with me.
She's
got a great sense of humor about just about everything. It's very hard to get her ticked off. When I get her ticked off, it's when I make fun of her politics. And, you know, I like to do that sometimes just because I'm a jerk. Right. But that particular time, I'd been drinking a lot, and he was doing something, and she was saying how sad it was that he looked so bad, and I don't remember what I said, but it was something to the effect of, well, if they ever make a sequel to Shakes the Clown, he's got a job, and then, you know, it must be tough going from a mover to a shaker, and something like that, and then, boy, did she get pissed. So, needless to say, I won't be making any jokes like that anymore, at least in her presence. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says we should send an intern to get John some alcohol so he can sing today. Yeah, probably be his last chance. See, the Teresa interview should have been Wednesday. What are the odds John and Teresa try out Page 5 tonight? Well, I'm sure they already have. That's
their favorite.
That's why they brought that one up. So
we didn't bring this up. Somebody told us Page 5.
You said you'd take the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, I thought you said your favorite is the fifth. No, whatever. Same thing.
Yeah, exactly. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Let's try Devon. What's up, man?
Sports
to you.
First of all, shout out Third Ward.
Word.
University of Houston. Go Cougs, baby.
Coug life.
I've got a topic maybe you guys want to preach on it a little bit. Who's Houston going to take in the draft this year?
Do I really want to do this? You know what I'm going to do tomorrow just for – because – no offense, I hate this question. I have no clue who they're going
to
take
right
now.
The combine hasn't happened. There's so many
things
still
to happen. We're just now Senior Bowl week. They're at the Senior Bowl. They're looking at guys there. Then we got the combine, and we'll get to that. I mean, we've speculated beyond reason about who might play quarterback for them next year, and whether they draft a quarterback or whether they draft a running back, whether or not they bring back Arian Foster. Who cares right now?
Yeah.
There's no way of knowing. I'm sorry. You know what? I'd love for the listeners to give us a good topic. That's one sucks.
One.
That's, I'm sorry, man.
We can't get into it. I have no idea. The short answer is I have no idea.
And you've embarrassed the University of Houston, sir. Now I'm ashamed. Oh, well. Somebody says other stations blather on about the Super Bowl, Peyton's PEDs, or Cam's dancing. We dealt with the Peyton PED thing. I don't plan on doing that again. We're going to have to do all Super Bowl, which is one of the reasons why, you know, I'm more than happy to not get into it until then, because starting Wednesday, and for those of you who are new to the show, the Super Bowl week shows are always a little bit different, and not just because we have to worry about what's going on with the network, but it's interview after interview after interview, and every station's going to talk about all the great interviews they get. We all get the same people.
Yeah.
So we just try to make it as entertaining as possible, just like we do with the show. But it is not the usual show that we do. It's always a little bit different. And it's not bad. It's just different. But, you know, some of them you'll enjoy. Some of them, hey, I admit, we'll have some interviews that'll just totally be awful. And we'll have some that we'll get stuff out of people that nobody else gets.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I'm going to give a bunch of what are the odds now. Today's Thursday, guys. What are the odds the Astros win the World Series in 2019? What?
2019?
Actually, shouldn't they be a contender this year? Shouldn't they theoretically? Oh, well. Eric asked, did anyone watch the premiere of The Outsiders? I have it on DVR. I'm kind of curious about it.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, not seen it yet.
Dude, there are so many shows. Like, all our stuff is about to start back up again.
Yeah.
I pulled it up yesterday. Coming up in the next few weeks, or let's say the next month or two, February 2nd, the OJ thing, the People versus OJ Simpson.
I'm
you're watching that?
I'm definitely interested in that.
Have to watch that.
Yeah.
Let's see what else there was. I know you're out on Walking Dead.
Yeah,
February 14th is Walking Dead. Better Call Saul, February 15th.
Nice.
Vikings season 4, February 18th. What a week that's going to be. And
I still haven't watched the first three of that. It's been sitting on my DVR for 2 years.
House of Cards, March 4th.
Totally out on that show.
Bates Motel, March 7th. The Americans, March 16th. Daredevil season 2, March 18th. And then April has the big dogs. Banshee season 4, April 1st.
Last season of Banshee.
The last season of Banshee. Fear the Walking Dead, April 10th, April 24th, Game of Thrones. April 24th as well, Veep comes on, and Silicon Valley.
I'm really interested in that vinyl that's about
to start up. Too. That's February 14th as well. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that looks interesting.
When I was making my list. So, some good stuff coming up in the next month or two.
You've
got to watch those Vikings.
Yeah, I've got it on there. It's just one of those things. And I'm finally caught up on, I think, pretty much everything I was watching. So I better do it now before it cranks up again.
It's going to get crazy.
Matt asked, you love betting the ponies so much. You ever wanted to own one or own some of a horse?
You have to feed them.
I did own one once when I got really drunk and bought one at an auction. And then it ran a couple times and did really well. My wife's owned horses. And she wants to own some. We're going to race some at Sam Houston next year. We were going to do it this year and just never got around to it, but we're going to bring down a couple from Canada that, you know, she knows the people up there. So next year we will have some horses at Sam Houston. She will. I'm not owning those things.
You.
Those are hers. They're going to be in her name. I'm going to have nothing to do with them. And when I don't pick them, she's going to get so pissed. No, she's going to get pissed if I pick them because then everybody will bet them.
Well, yeah.
So I'll have to put a disclaimer on that race. I'm picking this because my wife's horse. Don't bet it.
Right.
But hopefully we'll do that next year. It's actually kind of fun. We're partnering up with some people, and we're going to have a little, you know, a little group ownership group, and you know, we're going to race them all at Sam Houston, and after that, send them back to Canada and race them up there. All right, guys, got to tell you. Speaking of horses, speaking of rodeo, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is back, and the tickets are starting at just $18, and there's $10 value Wednesdays, and there's so many cool things that you can do at the rodeo. If you're new to Houston, you've never been, and you hear rodeo and you think, oh, man, that doesn't sound like anything I want to do. Yes, you do. You have to. This is part of the culture, man. I've been going to this thing every year since before I could walk. And it's a great place to take the family. It's a great place to take a date. It's a great place to go by yourself and just hang out and check out all the cool stuff because it's not just the rodeo. There's so many great superstar concerts. Guys like the band Perry and Miranda Lambert, Kenny Chesney, Florida Georgia Line, Brad Paisley. And if you like stuff that's not country, how about Kid Rock? How about Pitbull? And they've got Goatano Day on Sunday, March 13th. Make plans now to see your favorite superstars in concert along with Championship Rodeo Competition. It is the world's largest livestock show and premier horse shows. And don't miss all the fun of the carnival. There's unique food and shopping, activities for the kids, new educational exhibits, and so much more. Check it out. Value Wednesday includes $10 upper-level rodeo and concert tickets, plus values throughout NRG Park on March 2nd, 9th, and the 16th. So if you haven't had an opportunity yet to go to the rodeo, you have to go this year. And if you've been every year, of course you're going again, right? So go check it out, rodeohouston.com or axs.com/rodeohouston. Get your tickets today.
ESPN 97.5.